Proclamation number 8031, dated the November 3rd, 1961. Darkness. Knowledge. Truth. Love. Light. I will divulge significant knowledge to you if you allow me to reveal myself. For when I lived on earth, I gave you the promise that I will guide you into truth. And that means that I want to convey the knowledge to you so that you will no longer need to live in spiritual darkness, that you will attain the realization, if only to a limited extent at first, which enlightens you about me myself and your relationship with me. You enter the earth as a human being in complete ignorance, and this is a state of spiritual darkness which truly cannot make you happy. And in this darkness you cannot find the path to me. All the same, you should take this path during your earthly life, because the only purpose for earthly existence is your return to me. Thus the darkness must first be dispelled, small sparks of light must flare up for you. You must slowly be introduced to the knowledge about your God and Creator and about your origin from Him. You need to be informed about His will and the consequences of fulfilling this will. You need to find out about the commandments of love for God and your neighbor and know that your salvation depends on your fulfilling them, that this is the purpose and goal of your earthly life, or you will never ever be able to return to me. Hence you must also know that your God and Creator is a being which acts in supreme perfection, which is love, wisdom and might within itself, that this being imposes requirements upon you during your earthly life and that you must comply with these requirements. If this knowledge is made accessible to you in all truth, it will illuminate your course of life like a light. And then it will be up to each individual person's will to let this light shine ever more brightly within himself, which will happen by fulfilling my will, by fulfilling the commandments of love. For acute accent, he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and I will manifest myself to him. Acute accent, then I will be able to broaden the field of his knowledge, I will be able to enlighten him in every way, he need only ever ask me questions which I will answer for him, either directly or in the form of thought, which are conveyed to him from me. He will be able to receive extensive knowledge about me and my being, about my reign and activity, about all correlations which explain the origin of creation, about the meaning and purpose of all works of creation and about the actual task of the human being who lives on earth. Through my revelations I can instruct the human being in detail and provide him with a considerable amount of knowledge so that he will be able to state that he has the right knowledge, that he has rekindled the light within him which he himself had extinguished through his apostasy from me, in which he fell into deepest darkness. And so he will gradually approach his original state again. For the spiritual darkness only occurred through his apostasy, and through his return to me he will become enlightened again. Whether you humans have academic knowledge at your disposal is not decisive for your spiritual state, for it will remain incomprehensible to you even if it corresponds to the truth, as long as love has not kindled a light within you which will be able to illuminate you from within, thereby enabling you to recognize the truth as such. However, you must attain the truth, otherwise you will live your earthly life blindly and be incapable of grasping any correlations. Love grants you the light, that is, if love is in you, then you will be in heartfelt contact with me, and then I myself will enlighten you, and you will not be able to help yourself but think correctly. You will understand everything and you will by no means be ignorant. However, without love you will never be able to be or to become knowledgeable, for only love is the light which guides you into truth, and without love you will forever remain in darkness. Amen.